Hello, my bookish family. Welcome back to Mary M's Book Pod. Well, maybe I shouldn't say welcome back. Maybe this is your first time here, so if that's the case, welcome, hello, nice to meet you. Have a seat. What am I even saying? So we are up to, what, episode 9? Yes, 9 it is. Today I have another quick reading thoughts episode lined up for you. With these quick reading thoughts episodes, I'd like to basically give you a quick summary of what the book is about, which I pull from the inside flap of the book. And then after we go through that, then I like to toss in my actual thoughts, comments, etc., on how I felt and what I thought of the book. Like I always like to say, I don't consider myself some sort of like special reviewer, some book reviewer. I just consider myself a reader. So does that make sense? You know what I mean, right? Okay. So here we go. So the book we're going to be talking about today is Lisa Jewell's Invisible Girl. I read this, let's say, maybe a couple weeks ago. So I'm a little late getting this out for you guys. So here we go. We'll start with the summary, as I said, and go from there. Well, off the bat, right on the cover, it says, a missing girl, a guilty man, a deadly secret. And that's all in capital letters. So you know what you're getting into when you pick up this book, I'd say. Okay, here's the summary, and then we'll get into my thoughts, and then hopefully if you have any feedback on this specific Lisa Jewell book, or if you've read any of her others, hopefully you'll reach out and let me know what you thought. Owen Pick's life is falling apart. In his 30s, a virgin, and living in his aunt's spare bedroom, he has just been suspended from his job as a geography teacher after accusations of sexual misconduct, which he strongly denies. Searching for professional advice online, he is inadvertently sucked into the dark world of incel, where he meets the charismatic, mysterious, and sinister Bryn. Across the street from Owen lives the Forrest family, headed by Mom Kate, a physiotherapist, and Dad Roan, a child psychologist. But the Forrest family has been having a bad feeling about their neighbor Owen. He's a bit creepy, and their teenage daughter swears he followed her home from the train station one night. Meanwhile, young Sapphire Maddox spent 3 years as a patient of Roan Forrest. Feeling abandoned when their therapy ends, she searches for other ways to maintain her connection with him, following him in the shadows and learning more than what she wanted to know about Roan and his family. Then on Valentine's night, Sapphire Maddox disappears, and the last person to see her alive is Owen Pick. Okay, so this was my first Lisa Jewell book. I have two other of her books on my shelf. I have Watching You, which is from 2018, and then I have The Family Upstairs from 2019. So for me, Invisible Girl was, I don't know, as people like to say, it was unputdownable. In all seriousness, how can you not love that feeling, right? When you're reading a good book and all you can think about is, when am I going to get back to reading it? You know, during your workday, it's like after lunch, and you're like, all right, a few more hours, I can start cooking dinner, and I can be sitting down back on the couch with my book by, like, let's say 6:30. You get what I'm saying, right? That is the best feeling. So this book, it kept me guessing chapter to chapter. I didn't know who to trust. So you follow multiple perspectives in a London neighborhood. Like the summary said, you had the very questionable neighbor, Owen Pick. Then you have across the street, you have the Forrest family who, let's just say, they have their own set of very big problems. And then jump to Sapphire Maddox, who is the ex-patient of the dad, Roan. She not only begins following him around, I'd say almost obsessively, but she ends up going missing. So it's funny, I've seen some reviews on this book saying that it's more of a slow burn. I didn't have that same experience. And listen, if people felt it was a slow burn for them, it was a slow burn for them. So I'm not trying to say, you know, oh, it wasn't. But for me, I don't know. I'd say it was more of like a well-layered story, sort of more detailed because it was very thought out, and the characters were well developed, whether they were likable or not, you know, whether you liked the characters or not, they were well developed in my opinion. So I think it was more for me that sort of story versus a slow burn, because I don't think that the story could be rushed. So needless to say, I really enjoyed the book. I gave it 4 out of 5 stars on Goodreads. I had a great time trying to figure out if my suspicions were correct while reading it. I did, you know, I did the typical flip-flopping of, wait a minute, did he do that? Did she say that? Wait a minute, can I trust her? Can I trust the narrator? It was that whole thing. So, but to be honest, I didn't guess the ending correctly. I could try to pretend and say, oh yeah, I knew by like page 52. No, I didn't know. So I'm curious if, first off, if you've read this book, and also if you've read any other Lisa Jewell books. So let me know. Let me know if you have an opinion on whether or not I should pick up from my bookshelf The Family Upstairs, or if I should be picking up Watching You First. Or who knows, maybe there's a different Lisa Jewell book that you think I should start next with. So I'm just curious for your thoughts. Let me know. You can always email me at MaryMsBookPod@yahoo.com, or you can find me on Instagram, which is MaryMsBookstagram. Original, right? So before wrapping up, I of course picked out a departing quote for you, and today's comes from Fran Lebowitz. Think before you speak, read before you think. I love that one. So thank you so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed this quick reading thoughts episode. I like to try to keep these short because I want to give you a little hit on the book, you know, give you a little idea of what it's about, give you some of my own personal thoughts, and then just basically leave it up to you if you decide that you'd like to pick it up or not. But most importantly, I like to get your feedback and your suggestions as to, you know, whether I should pick up more by that author, if you think I should start at a certain point, you know, jump into a series, pick out a standalone, that sort of thing. So anyway, I appreciate your time. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening. And remember to enjoy those books. See you guys.